can look at their lives and say, what doesn't belong in my life? And that, of course, means something more than weight. You know, we always like to lose weight, but really it means to lose behaviors that are not good for us. But you know, the readings today start with the Ten Commandments. And that's a very famous moment when God gave to Charlton Heston the Ten Commandments. And all of you who laugh, now I know how old you are. So it's a beautiful moment. It's a really famous moment. It's been in a lot of movies when God gave to Moses these 10 lists, and we heard them today. And you know, it's always kind of a classic religion test item. You know, name the 10 commandments or name 3 of the commandments. I'm not going to test you this morning. I'm not going to see how many of the commandments you remember. In fact, I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to tell you something now in which you never have to remember the commandments ever again. Is that good news? So imagine that someone that you know really well comes to you and says to you, I think that you are a very wise person. I think that you're a very holy person. I think you're a very smart person. And I'd like to ask your advice. I have just met the girl of my dreams. I just met the most beautiful girl I've ever met. And I want to get married to this girl. But I want to make sure that our marriage is happy. I want to make sure that we just have a wonderful life together. I don't want any sadness to come in. So I'm coming to you for advice. What advice do you have for me to make sure that my marriage to this wonderful person will be happy forever? And you think for a moment, and you say, don't lie to her, don't steal from her, and don't kill her. And your friend looks at you and says, that's your big advice? I come to you for wisdom and you tell me that? It would never occur to me to steal from this person. I love this person. It would never occur to me to lie to this person. I love them. It would never occur to me to kill them. I want to spend the rest of my life with them. I love this person. And so if you love someone, you will never lie, cheat, or steal about them. You'll never kill them. The commandments, the Ten Commandments, were written for people who might do that. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. Why would they say that to these people? Because they might do it. But if you would never do it, the commandments are completely superfluous. They are unneeded. You know, when parents are maybe going out for the evening and they say to their son, okay, we're going out for the evening, don't hurt your sister. The only reason they say that is because they know their son who might just do that. But if they know that the son loves his sister, there's no need to say that at all. So all of those thou shalt not do this and that and this and that, those are all for people who just might do it. But if you start the day with a lot of love in your heart, you're never going to lie or steal or kill anyone else. And if you have a lot of love in your heart, you're always going to keep holy the Lord's day. You're always going to keep the name of our Lord precious. You will do all of it. There was no need for those commandments. They are completely superfluous. And so that first reading reminds us that what we want in our life is not more love. And then Jesus, in the gospel, he goes to the temple area. And the temple area was divided up into two sections. There was a section where you were not allowed to use Roman money in the temple area. So if you came in with Roman money, you had to exchange it for Jewish money. And so there was money changers there. There's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. Jesus had no problem with that. But the other part of the temple area was for prayer. And it was kind of a sacred area of silence. And what happened is the money changers had gotten greedy and they were setting up more and more tables that was intruding into the area of prayer. And that's when Jesus says, these tables don't belong here. They belong over there, but they don't belong here. And so in the gospel, Jesus removes all those tables in a very forceful way. And he has that beautiful line. He says, zeal for my house consumes me. I am just highly energized about making sure that my house will be a house of prayer. I think that's a beautiful image to have as we continue in this season of Lent. What doesn't belong in your life besides weight? What doesn't belong in your life? Is there too much fear? Are you anxious about too many things? Are you angry at someone? Are you jealous of someone? Those are all things that Jesus would say don't belong in the area of your life. Are there parts of your life that are expanding into your prayer life, kind of crowding out the time that you might take for prayer, kind of like what happens in the temple today? And Jesus says this is the time of reflection. This season of Lent is the time of honest reflection. You don't have to talk to anyone about this. You don't have to seek anyone else's advice. This is a time of just taking a few moments to contemplate what direction is my life going, what's going on in my life, and what would I like to include, and what would I like to remove. And hopefully what we include is more love, more understanding, more forgiveness, more learning, and that's why we have the university series. And we have amazing speakers this week. We have one of the nation's top scripture experts will be here at St. Bruno tomorrow, Father Felix Yust. He's a brilliant teacher. He's a Jesuit, but we'll have him here anyway. And he's just a very, very smart teacher. So if you'd like to really learn a tremendous amount of scripture, tomorrow night is the great night. We have a wonderful speaker on Wednesday, and actually all week long. So please take a look at the catalog, because we really have some remarkable people. We have the smartest priest I've ever met in my life, Father Spitzer, coming on Wednesday to talk about faith and science. So this is a time to kind of remove ignorance. We want to get rid of ignorance in our life. We want to bring in wisdom and learning. And we can do that during the season of Lent, and even this week here at St. Bruno.